With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Russia launching heavy aerial attacks on Ukraine for a second straight night. At least 20 people have been killed in the strikes Friday and again early this morning. In the meantime, political analyst Matthew Continetti says there have been some small positive steps in the U.S. effort to broker a ceasefire between Ukraine and Moscow.
Like Ukraine is about to come to America's position in the negotiations next week in Riyadh with the U.S. team and sign this minerals agreement, which has been out there for a while now, and pledge also to abide by a ceasefire.
But Continetti tells the Salem Radio Network no one knows exactly what will happen next. Authorities say a 14-year-old boy shot and killed a police officer, wounded another Friday night in Newark, New Jersey. That boy is now in custody. Also at SRNnews.com, a sight to see as a man climbed Big Ben in London.
A crowd gathering around the Palace of Westminster in London, where a barefoot man holding a Palestinian flag climbed up Big Ben, the famous clock tower, on Saturday. Some on the street heard yelling words of support. Police blocking off the area. They had to close Westminster Bridge and cancel parliamentary tours. Emergency workers were raised up on a fire truck ladder and were using a megaphone to negotiate with the protester who was on the ledge of Big Ben. I'm Julie Walker.
House Republicans unveiling a 99-page spending bill to keep agencies funded through September 30th. This is SRN News. Well, American taxpayers are no longer paying to push transgenderism in foreign lands.
When President Trump shut down USAID, it killed funding for a lot of LGBT programs around the world. In India, three clinics dedicated to helping people live as the opposite sex have shut their doors. This country is also no longer funding so-called gender identity seminars in Scotland and has canceled a check for $600,000 to a British LGBT pressure group. Critics of USAID point out that the UK is wealthy enough to pay for its own organizations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa has become the first state to remove so-called gender identity protections from its civil rights code. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds signing the bill into law. New legislation removes gender identity as a protected class from Iowa's civil rights code. It also defines male and female as well as gender. This is SRN News. Well, a one-of-a-kind baseball card featuring Pittsburgh Pirates ace Paul Skeens is heading to auction.
The card is autographed by the National League Rookie of the Year and features a patch of the jersey he wore during his big league debut in May of 2024. An 11-year-old in the Los Angeles area found the card in a pack he received as a Christmas present. He turned down an offer from the Pirates that included season tickets behind home plate for 30 years. Fanatics Collect is holding the auction, which runs through March 20th. CEO Nick Bell declined to offer an estimate on what the card might fetch, but said he expects, quote, a very significant sale. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Oklahoma's top public school official continuing his quest to put a Bible in every classroom. State Superintendent Ryan Walters announcing this week he's teaming with country music singer Lee Greenwood and seeking donations to buy the leather-bound God Bless USA Bibles. More details at SRNnews.com.